On this episode of The Playbook, I have the incredible chairman of the Alkaline Water Company, Aaron Kay, and we're going to talk about the other side of the coin during these compressed times of uncertainty. How do you have the capacity to meet all the demand? Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I love having the real deal, the real entrepreneurs, ex-athletes who come become chairmen, and this is the chairman of the Alkaline Water Company, Aaron Kay. Welcome to The Playbook.
Hey, Dave. Good to see you again, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to see you. You know, one of the reasons I like to have ex-athletes is they got cool stuff behind them. And I noticed you got your soccer or football cleats. You have one of the coolest golf bags behind you. You have all kinds of cool stuff. You actually used to play professional soccer.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have like a long, long career, probably because I did try to get quickly into being an entrepreneur. But obviously, you know, toured the world, got to see the world playing for Canada, playing in the predecessor to the Vancouver Whitecaps. So it was extremely fun.
Well, in the Alkaline Water Company, which is based in Arizona now, you guys are like in over 40,000 different locations. You're growing at such exponential rates. But it's interesting because I love hearing from athletes what you think the capabilities that you learned on the field, the skills that you learned, the knowledge that you gained, the what and the who of knowledge, and maybe some components of desire that really have allowed you to create such a winning combination of a business and a purpose with Alkaline 88.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a cliche to use, but team is everything, especially when you're building businesses and brands and you need accountability. And that's always been probably the number one thing that I've been able to take from the sporting world into venture capital, the stock market, the capital markets, raising money, and then working on with the board of directors. That's that new team, and you work with your management team, and you need to be accountable for, you know, whether you're playing left wing or wide receiver. It's the same correlation when you get into a boardroom or into a management meeting about executing on your business plan, just like it is executing on the playbook to a sports team.
That's awesome. And, you know, a lot of people skip over this, and I don't, because there's so many entrepreneurs out there that hear the word accountable. What does that mean to you?
It just means, I mean, everybody needs to help each other in the team. So you can't place blame. But at the end of the day, we all have a specific amount of responsibilities to kind of the category that you lead. And there's only so many things that each person can control. And you need to be able to walk in and sit down with, in this case, your teammates on the Alkaline 88 team and be accountable for the things that you're supposed to deliver. And if you can't do it, you better find a solution for it. Because I can tell you one thing that I know that I've enjoyed bringing to this company has been, you know, that type of accountability, which has, I think, really helped us grow.
And you've done a great job growing at that as well. And one of the other terms that I think entrepreneurs need help with, they let it slide by like accountability, is just the word chairman. And I'd love for you to describe your involvement with Alkaline Water Company, Alkaline 88, and even the brand extensions that are occurring now.
Yeah, I mean, I love to sometimes also use the word lucky, because I mean, when you work hard, you get lucky. And in this case, I was originally an investor in the company and more of an advisor at the start. And then as I developed my relationships, which is such an important part of on the field and in the boardroom, then I got into the position of joining the board and went chair. And, you know, we've got some great people around me that have really, you know, worked closely and a lot and evolved our team. Ricky's a phenomenal CEO. I've had a great business partner named Jim. That really, this was the first company we financed together. I got to give a lot of those guys credit too for what this brand and what this company is today.
And it keeps extending and expanding. In fact, you have kind of a curveball to throw at you. And here with, for anyone watching on video, because I have a green screen, this is one of the extension products. It's the watermelon infused Alkaline 88 water. And the question that comes to mind, because I'm a little concerned, I'm addicted to this. And so somebody told me that you can actually OD on alkaline water. So how many of these can I drink before I get sick?
Oh, I don't know about ODing on alkaline water. That's a new one. I do know a lot of people complain because obviously, you know, there is the concept around hydrating quicker and it going through your body quicker. So people do go to the bathroom a whole lot more frequently. I think you're fine.
Yeah, wait. Aaron, it does go through me like water. It's amazing.
Isn't it good? It is good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were sitting in a boardroom once and we kind of said that to the fund manager, and the other side of the fund manager, he was like, well, I don't want to go to the bathroom more, but that's the, you know, that's the health benefit technically of it. You gotta be careful yeah. how you phrase that. But yeah, well, I'm glad you love your addiction's great, but, and you know, that's what, why we've extended any of these brands. You know, I've got the mango here. My favorite personally is the lemon lime. Like I absolutely love it. Probably because I love the Gatorade taste for such a long time too.
Right, right. It is a lot like Gatorade. That's probably why I was like, the watermelon's so subtle. And
yeah.
Especially because, you know, I drink healthy. I won't drink sodas, et cetera. But a lot of the healthy drinks, as I started to learn, have a ton of sugar in them. And that's probably why I like them. And sometimes I thought, you know, some of those drinks are just as bad as a soda. When you start looking at like Cran Apple, how much sugar is in there. And if you're living a consistent day, you don't want to have huge sugar swings either. But the product itself obviously is good. I always say there's nothing that can beat good content or good product, but there's a marketing aspect to what you guys do. And, you know, there's certain aspects of the business that you've done extraordinarily well to extend and accelerate the brand as well as distribution. What were some of the key components of being able to accelerate the distribution and the brand extension so quickly?
Well, number one, you hit it though. It tastes amazing. Like whether it's the still water or it's one of the flavors that you're drinking, it does, it tastes amazing, because we have not been that traditional beverage company that went and spent a ton of money on just marketing dollars just to try and over promote the brand. We focus first on the core base, which is how good it tastes. And just one point quickly on the sugar concept that you brought up, you know, I pushed a lot to try and refine flavors, and Ricky did a phenomenal job. He flew everywhere. We tasted everything. And because we don't have sugar, a big reason for that too, is if you think about just diabetes and kids and the issue of them getting addicted to things that are sugar, this is going to be an amazing product as our distribution opens up in the single serve for kids to also take on, athletes to take on, because you're not going to OD on drinking a bunch of flavored water, but at the same time, you're not going to have all that sugar going in your system.
It's amazing. I used to drink a very expensive water that came in a tall bottle, and everyone would tell me, the health people, well, that's not the most healthy water to drink. And I said, I don't care, because it tastes good. You know, I really, and even my son likes the way it tastes. So then I started drinking your water, and it tastes so much better. And then found, like, everyone was super happy. You know, I'm surrounded by fitness, nutrition, you know, in my profession, how many people want to tell me how to be healthy. And so anyway, it was so nice to see them all aggregate behind me going, oh, thank God you're not drinking that other water. This is so much better for you, Dave. And yeah. You know, it's fun to see too, my son who drinks a lot of juice boxes, you know, he now, and he loves the Gatorade tasting one too, the lemon lime one. More than he does those Capri Sun juice boxes, which these are way more healthy as well. And since he's 10, he doesn't nearly go to the bathroom as much as a 52-year-old. So it doesn't hurt him either. Environmentally conscious is another big issue that I thought was a great thing. I'm a compassionate capitalist. I wrote a book about compassionate capitalism, being a servant leader. And you guys really take purpose behind what you do. It's not just, you know, selling as much water for, you know, more money than anything because it tastes so great. You're not taking advantage of the consumer, but also you're not taking advantage of the environment either.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one of my dreams would be for us to be able to, you know, move into juice boxes as well for kids. I mean, we could just take our flavors and put those in the juice box, and I think that would be really effective. We just need to get a bit bigger on the distribution side. But obviously, that's why we launched the aluminum can. It's important to be conscious. And then even before that, every single plastic bottle over the generation of the business, we've improved and we use the absolute best plastic. It's almost at 100% completely recyclable, all of our plastic bottles now. So we are, you know, paying attention to that up to the highest of standards at all times. And I would continue to pay attention. I do think we'll continue to expand different product offerings to continue to be a bit more environmentally conscious as well.
And alkaline itself and the quality of alkaline water that you guys have, You came from a lot of experience in the cannabis space where people were a little bit hesitant. You know, there's obviously some misinformation and negative connotations towards cannabis itself, but it does have healing properties, just like alkaline does. And I have done a ton of research on alkaline and its effect on, you know, different cells of what it does in balancing. And even with cancer patients and people that swear by, you know, I know you can't make representations, but I can tell you I've done due diligence on the internet, yeah. And there's people that swear by it, keeping alkaline water as a healing process to the cellular structure that we have. What are some of the things that you can represent that the alkaline water does for you?
Well, for sure, the hydration element is a big one. And then, you know, I do the public element of our company makes it challenging for me to come out and make a strong health claim. However, what I've always said is if you look at the case studies or you look at the people out there that speak about why they do it with anti-inflammatory and then the joints and digestion, things like that we talked about, you know, the last time I was on the show. And then you pivot that and look at, well, what are the same people saying as some of the benefits to CBD and cannabis and why do they take it? What's a great hosting agent for CBD products, alkaline products? They have a great mix. So that's been that was really a natural, easy way for us to kind of move into that area. But in a long-winded way, anti-inflammatory is a big, big deal for injuries, for athletes, for just performance of healthy living.
Yeah, longevity, especially as I got older, I learned more and more about the inflammatory process, especially in the gut and how important your gut connects to your mind and heart. It's amazing. And to have, you know, that water, you're 80% or more water, to have that flowing through you has I feel so much better, number one, that I can't drink too much of it, but two, I feel so much better because I drink it. Now, on, you know, my favorite part is the sports aspect of any company. I am biased, as you know, and you probably lean that way as well, spending hours as we have, you know, on the pitch and off. You guys are extraordinarily good at getting the best partnerships with athletes, celebrities, entertainers, and, you know, coming from Lee Steinberg and, of course, my own marketing and media company with Warren Moon, you know, people know that it's not easy. You just can't pay certain people to talk about your products anymore, right? They have to be aligned and passionate about the product itself. And most athletes, especially the good ones, will not just sell themselves and represent that they love something like the old days. And when I first started, it's like, yeah, pay me. I'll tell you that Metrex is great, you know, whatever it was. But you guys have a new partnership, you know, with a tour golfer. And tell me how that one came about.
Actually, so I mentioned earlier, business partner of mine named Jimmy. He's a member at a great club in Scottsdale, and I've been lucky to golf with him at a lot called Whisper Rock, which has, 120 or 130 of the tour guys out there. I did a show.
I call it Empty Rock because no one's ever played. It's so special. No one's ever out there. You get to play fast.
No, for sure. And so I was on a show with a couple of members there, but Jim built a relationship with Chess really naturally. We would drink the water on the course. He drank it probably a whole lot more than I was because he lives in Scottsdale. And then just through that natural synergy, the conversation evolved. He originally just put the badge on his shirt this year. I mean, they sent us bags to us, and that's what that is. He's on the bag on tour. So it was really just a natural, but it was the same thing you said, though, from what I would, you know, explain to us is Chez just likes the products. You know, he did a CBD shoot because he liked the products. And, you know, we're looking at that more and more today. Beyond just our relationship with Chez is not to pay people, not to go post something, but who likes our products naturally and who's a good partner for us to continue to build out that brand and the extension that people listen to.
And, you know, whether or not we're in a last mile product, a brick and mortar product, an online product, one of the things that we're raising our awareness to is the data side, the technology side of a business and especially marketing. What have you guys learned through the last 16 weeks on the data and marketing side of being able to accelerate your brand through what a lot of people may have thought would have been a difficult period of time to accelerate and grow a brand?
Yeah, we were definitely a COVID benefactor. We had an immediate spike in sales, and that also allowed us to focus some energy because you were doing less and less travel as an organization because you were and in some cases still not allowed. Then we launched the e-commerce platform. for all of our products. And for now, we are a player in CBD. You know, we will report some good quarterly sales because of both the e-commerce platform and the brick and mortar. What it also allowed us to do was to take our single serve, which is our big brand extension from just being that original bulk player. And now, you know, we're seeing orders come in bigger quantities than we ever have through the e-commerce platform, which allows us to collect data about consumer habits and demographics and why and where they're buying it from.
And, you know, just to finish up too, you know, I would say pain is just an indicator, not a break. You know, most athletes know that it's just telling us to go to a different direction, looking for the light, the love, and the lessons in what we do. Obviously, with COVID and the pandemic, there was a lot of pain there. You guys were able to facilitate and accelerate and extend your brand in so many different ways, but there had to be some lessons that have been involved. What do you think the greatest lesson that you've learned either personally or professionally through this period of time that has impacted your business?
Biggest one is we were ultra prepared on capacity. And we know in the beverage business that the big boys have really benefited in a lot of cases because they're bigger and they have more inventory. They have more production capabilities. We've always had more production capabilities built in. Plus, we also had the capital so that when we needed to go and ramp up production because orders went through the roof, we did it overnight and we weren't delayed. Because if you don't deliver to Walmart, if you don't get your products into Kroger's and you can't meet their demand, you're probably not going to be on their next order cycle. And what does that mean? Well, that means you become stagnant and you don't grow. So that was the biggest lesson we've learned, always to keep the inventory high, always to keep our capital resources available and be able to execute when we can.
Awesome. Well, I am so excited about what you're doing. I'm a huge fan of your team, but even more importantly, obviously the product. I'm relieved as well that I can't OD on my Alkaline 88. I'm very happy of that. You know, I'm not a very good golfer, but if you want to send me a shirt to wear, I'll wear those, or give me a new green screen with the playbook at 88 behind me. I would be happy to use that instead of this. So thank you so much for coming on the playbook and sharing your success. And I know there'll be continued success. Where's the best place that people can order Alkaline 88 online?
Right off our website. That's the best. I mean, we're obviously on Amazon's and the Walmart.coms and those places as well, but you can just go right to our webpage and get it there.
Okay, we'll have that all in the show notes. As always, Aaron Kay, incredible chairman, entrepreneur, and humanitarian, thank you so much for joining me on Entrepreneurs, The Playbook. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.